Welcome to the 3-Point Stance with your host, Dave Wipke.
Welcome back to the 3-Point Stance podcast, where we talk about the latest in Whippoorwill football in the Washington and Greene County areas. I'm your host, Dave Wipke. We have just wrapped up week one this past Friday night, and we got to find out more about a few of our local programs after that action. Let's get right to the recap and eventually take an early look at some of the upcoming Week 2 contests. We're going to start off at Wash High Stadium, where the Washington Prexies took on the Clareton Bears. Washington got the better of the single-A Power Bears, 26-0. Prexie coach Mike Bosnick said after the game that his Prexies have a whole another level they can get to. They were a bit sloppy on Friday night, but they were still able to get the 26-0 win. Anytime you can win a game by four scores and still have something to work on in practice, and the coaches can keep the attention on them and make sure the players are paying attention in practice, well, that's always a good thing. Defense carried today for the Prexies as they held the Bears scoreless four times inside Washington's own red zone. Joe Wilson and DeAndre Dougherty were tremendous from the defensive line, forcing two turnovers, one each, and they pushed the offensive line of the Bears back into the backfield all night long. Eddie Lewis made a statement for the Prexies as he took off on an early 56-yard scoring run. Javon Woods added two scores, while Xavier Willis closed out the game with a 25-yard touchdown run late in the contest. Again, the Prexies looked a little sloppy. They were sloppy week one. There's some inexperience on this squad. They keep on going where they're going, though. Keep working. They should have a very strong season. Once again, they are 2-0. Clareton has yet to score on this young season, but they were competitive. Again, they moved the ball pretty well throughout the contest on Friday night, just could not get into the end zone. They will be starting off single-A action this week. As for now, they are looking at 0-2 and looking for their first points on the season, but I wouldn't count Coach Wayne Wade's squad out. I think they'll be heard from in single-A by the time the season's over. If Mapletown was the Cinderella feel-good story of 2022, and Waynesburg has made a case for them being a 2023 version, as the Raiders traveled to Jefferson Morgan and took home a 19-7 victory in Jefferson Township. It's been 9 years since Waynesburg has started a season off like this at 2-0. Probably quite a few people that followed this program will be hearkening back to the Lanford Simpson days of the late 90s when Waynesburg was competing for not only conference but Whippoorwill titles in AA. Braden Woods got the party started for the Raiders as he found the end zone from 19 yards out with 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Houston Guzman, who had a big week one, knotted up the game for Jefferson Morgan with a 5-yard touchdown with 5 minutes left in the third. But Waynesburg, just too strong in the trenches, got their ground game going even more as Jake Stevenson sealed the deal with two short scoring runs. The Waynesburg Red Raiders, 2-0. Jefferson Morgan hanging in tough at 1-1. But the Raiders, I think, to me, at least this early part of the season, have to be considered that feel-good story, the same as Mapletown was last year. Not that Mapletown's going away. They're also 2-0. But Waynesburg, I think, is a little bit more shocking as they did not win a single game last year. So kudos to the Red Raiders. And they look to go on further into the season, hopefully maybe get a third win next week. McGuffey, they got off the schneid after losing to Southmoreland in week zero on the road. They took the road again, this time to Joe Montana Stadium in Monongahela on the campus of Ringgold High School. McGuffey was not intimidated by the surroundings as they got a 48-22 win over the Rams. McGuffey scoring 42 of their 48 points in the first half, and they cruised home the victory from there. Quarterback Connor Crow, big game, threw for one touchdown, ran for two others, while Charles Wagers added two scores for the Highlanders as well. McGuffey, they will be playing host to Mount Pleasant in their home opener this Friday evening. McGuffey, usually pretty tough at home, playing against a pretty historical opponent of Mount Pleasant. Should be a good ball game out there in Taylorstown. Should be a fun game for the Highlanders as they take on the Vikings. if Waynesburg is the Cinderella story, then Peters Township's looking like Apollo Creed before he got into the ring against Rocky Balboa, because they just are knocking people out. They took care of Seneca Valley 48-7 on the campus of the middle school where the football stadium stands. And Seneca Valley was 6A, or still is 6A, coming in. And they were sent home rather rudely by the Indians, 48-7, as they took a 28-0 lead into the halftime locker room and cruised home from there. Vinny Sarcone, following the blocking of his quite large offensive line, scored three times. Nolan DeLuccia, short touchdown pass before the end of the half to burgeoning tight end Reston Lehman, making it 28-0, and it was pretty much lights out there from there for Seneca Valley, as Peters Township getting off to a very strong, very, very strong 2-0 start this 2023 season. My upset prediction last week didn't quite come out as expected, as Cannon McMillan was looking to go into the Lions' den and knock off the defending 6A champs in Whippeville, North Allegheny. It was not to be, as North Allegheny took a 30-6 win over the scrappy Big Macs in Wexford. Logan Kushner, big game for North Allegheny, ran for three scores, threw for another. Zach Welsh was able to find a end zone for Cannon McMillan, but it was not enough. The Big Macs have had trouble scoring early on this season, as Zach Welsh has accounted for two of their touchdowns on offense. The other came on a long scoop and score, 93-yard run, fumble recovery against Penn Trafford last week. So the Big Macs got to find some offense here, as they're going to get into the crux of 6A play coming up. Moving on to, well, the Trinity Hillers. They're also 2-0 on the young season, as they traveled to Mount Lebanon High School to take on Char Valley, and they took down the Colts 38-0. That game was played at Mount Lebanon due to construction at the new Chartiers Valley Football Stadium on their campus. So they had to take it down to Mount Lebanon down the road. It didn't matter, because Jonah Williamson threw for three scores. Andrew Durig ran for another. And the Hillers are looking strong early as part of the season. They're looking real strong. Once again, they start off the season 2-0 with a 38-0 win over Char Valley. Another Greene County school starting off strong, West Greene, taking care of Chartiers Houston, 56-14. Colin Brady pounding out 277 yards on the ground, scoring four times. As West Greene gets out the gate 2-0, Char Houston looking for some answers. They're sitting at 0-2. The Avella Eagles, they played Mapletown pretty tough last week. They were able to secure a close win over Bentworth, 22-15. They even their record to 1-1 on the season. Isaiah Braddock providing the winning margin, as he scored from 5 yards out in the fourth quarter to give the Eagles the win. Braddock also caught a two-point conversion following a third-quarter touchdown by Cole Jaworski that had tied the score at 15. So Avella is looking to move forward. They're now 1-1. And I believe they play Mapletown again. I'm not sure how that works, but looks like they are facing off once again in Week 2 action, as they faced off Week 0. They fell to Mapletown 29-12. They look to get a little bit of revenge on the Maples here in Week 2. Vitaly Daniels threw two touchdown passes for Bentworth in a losing effort. Fort Cherry again looking impressive, 55-13 over Carmichael's. They are now 2-0. They look to go 3-0 as they take on, check that, Beth Center. They will be playing Beth Center in Week 2 on the road. So the Rangers are looking at keeping it going. Matt Sieg again, the super sophomore, do it all. He looks to keep his season rolling along as Fort Cherry looks to gain more respect in Class A. Previewing a couple games that I have my eyes on for this week, too. A big one in South Strabane. Peters Township will be traveling down to play Trinity. Be the first road test of the season for the Indians. Both squads are 2-0. Both have been very impressive. Peters Township has outscored the opposition 83-7, taking care of Fox Chapel in Seneca Valley. Trinity has been unbelievably even more stout. They have allowed only 2 points on the season. That was a safety against Perry Traditional Academy in the opener at home. And as you know, they outscored Char Valley 38-0, so that'd be 85-2, a combined score. I can't remember the last time the Hillers have looked this good early on in the season. Something's definitely have to give in this contest at Hiller Field, again for Peters. This would be another notch in the belt as they look to establish themselves even more in Class 5A. However, for Trinity, you can almost say might be a game where they really have nothing much to lose. I mean, they're going to be the heavy underdog in this one, but they're going to see how they measure up against one of the premier Class 5A programs in the Whipple, and they're at home. Who knows? They get a win here, that could really set them up for a success in their conference when they'll be facing the likes of Belle Vernon, McKeesport, and Laurel Highlands down the road. Wash High looking to keep it going, try to get the 3-0. They'll be playing host to Sarah Catholic at Wash High Stadium. Those who remember last year, Wash High fell to Sarah Catholic last year at Sarah Catholic High School in McKeesport, 35-34. But they were able to get revenge in the playoffs last year. They sent Sarah Catholic home. This year, Washington gets Sarah Catholic on their turf in this regular season contest. As we mentioned earlier before, Coach Bosnick said that he expects to see better play from his Prexies, even though they won their two games pretty convincingly, 48-20 against Manesson, and of course the 26-0 shutout over Clareton. But watching them last week, you get the sense, especially on offense, they have some playmakers. Eddie Lewis, Xavier Willis, they have some playmakers on offense. Javon Woods stepping up for them also offensively in the backfield. You get the feeling that they're ready to explode. And they're really looking to put on more of a show than what they have. And they have the capability. They do have athletes. Of course, we talked about their defense earlier with Joe Wilson and DeAndre Daugherty leading the way. We expect to see the Prexies win this ball game for sure as they will start getting into Class AA play as the season rolls on. Cannon McMillan, they will be home, and it will be a festive time in Canonsburg. They'll be seeing Seneca Valley travel down 79 this Friday evening. Seneca Valley looking to get a W. They fell to Penn Hills first week, which is a week zero. And as you well know, they went to Peters Township and lost in week one. Cannon Mac was able to take care of Seneca Valley last year up at Seneca Valley, and it was a difference in the two teams. One made the playoffs, one did not. Cannon Mac did. Seneca Valley did not. And I think this is a chance for Cannon McMillan to kind of break out of a little bit offensively. We're expecting to see Mikey Evans start making some plays at quarterback. Zach Welsh has already provided a spark in the backfield. And you know defensively, Cannon Mac will be there. Their defense, especially playing at home, is always tough. Gino Calgaro, again, leading the way. I think the Big Macs will give the home folks something to cheer about as they head on into the Friday evening night in Canonsburg. Get the 2-1 and get to even their slate at 1-1 in 6A. And finally, again, Waynesburg. You're going to keep talking about them. They'll be playing host to California in Week 2 action as the Red Raiders look to go 3-0, playing a very dangerous California team. They took care of action against Charleroi last week, 47-0. Spence Petrucci and Jake Lehu, they led the way about putting up almost 400 yards rushing between the two. Mr. Petrucci had 287 yards on the ground, while Mr. Lehu had pocketed 100. Should be a fun game in Waynesburg, and we'll see if the Indians can get to see if they can get the 3-0. And really, really whip that community into a frenzy. Again, this they didn't win a game last year. And now they're looking to win 3 in a row to start off the season. Who'd have thunk? Who'd have thunk it? So, I mean, it doesn't seem like it. It is warm. It's been a very hot week here in southwest Pennsylvania. We're expecting the temperatures to cool off Friday evening and finally start looking in some some cool Friday nights, and we all love those here if you're a football fan, especially of the local high school variety here in Southwest Pennsylvania. So once again, this is another episode of the 3-Point Stance. Check us out next week as we recap week 2 and preview week 3. This is Dave Wipke, the 3-Point Stance Podcast.